As we return to the hotline, we're going to talk about something that you and I discussed briefly in the opening segment. You know, all these video games trying to predict the Super Bowl. Well, you could actually get in on that action a little bit later on tonight, because thanks to the fine folks at Tecmo Cleveland, they're hosting a Tecmo Super Bowl tournament at Full Blast Arcade in North Ridgeville. We bring back in friend of the show, Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Cleveland. Tom, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing well. So far, so good. Mother Nature decided to finally cooperate with you guys, and that means that tonight you guys should have a pretty nice turnout. 8 o'clock, the fun goes down. What's happening over at Full Blast Arcade tonight?
Yeah, so it's 2019. It's the start of another Tecmo Super Bowl season for us. So we've got our first tournament. We do a lot of local tournaments around town. We work with Full Blast Arcade out in North Ridgeville. So we're going to be there tonight doing a Tecmo Super Bowl tournament, yes, on the NES, and it's perfect for Super Bowl weekend.
Beers, Tecmo, games, I mean, you guys have pinball as well. Is Tecmo Super Bowl the only game being played out there? Well, you guys have other games to be played as well.
Oh, there's a lot going on. They've got like Nintendo 64 set up with Mario Kart and GoldenEye, and then, of course, pinball. And I don't know, John, I think at that arcade, it's got like 70-plus arcade cabinets there too set up. So yeah, there's gonna be a lot going on tonight, but we'll have a bunch of, I just finished loading up a little bit ago in the cold, a bunch of, you know, my two CRT TVs. So, you know, it was fun lifting them out of a garage in 12 degree weather right now. I don't know what it is with the wind chill, but it's all worth it.
Too doggone cold is what it is with the wind chill, even if the sun is out. There's no question about that. We had a lot of fun talking to you about that the last time you were here in studio, about the process behind finding these gigantic tube TVs that a lot of people have thrown away, but you're the guy looking for these TVs, right?
Yeah, I'm keeping them alive, so we might have to open up a hotline for your show if people got tube TVs they want to get rid of, but just a suggestion.
Yeah, we can keep the contest line open for sure. Tell people if they want to donate, they can head on down to Full Blast Arcade tonight.
Yeah, they can donate. I'm sure they'd love you if you did that. A bunch of people dropping off tube TVs. No, but yeah, honestly, it's a lot of, we do everything old school, just like they do at the arcade, you know, so it's all the cabinets we grew up with when we were kids. Same, we play on the old school tube TVs, the Nintendos, just the way everyone remembers it.
I think, you know, the people who would love us, the wives of some of those husbands would love us, because we would find an excuse to get those old tube TVs out of the house, whether it be the attic, the basement, or taking up space in the family room, wherever it is they might be. But I love the way you guys have this set up tonight. I'm not very good at Tecmo Bowl. I love playing Tecmo Bowl, but I'm not the best at it. But if you don't win in the tournament, you can drown your sorrows in some suds, or you could play a bunch of other video games. Is that kind of the way you guys set that up?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we do a buy-in for the tournament, so it's $10 to buy in. Winner gets a cash prize. But other than that, the arcade there is all set on free play. So, like I was saying, it's got tons of arcade cabinets, got a bar, craft beer, and all the good stuff you'd expect. So it's fantastic. But then people just are hanging out, watching other people play. So even if you're not, you know, top-tier caliber Tecmo, or you just want to learn, that's honestly how I started getting back into this thing. There are some guys that are just incredible, and they just taught me. You know, we've been doing this thing. This is going on our fourth year now, doing it big time. But we're looking to even evolve things further this year. So, but it's just a fun time. We all hang out. Everyone's actually been texting and calling and on Facebook all day saying, I'm really excited for, again, the Tecmo season to officially kick off tonight. So it'll be fun.
Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Cleveland, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, 8 o'clock tonight, they are hosting their Tecmo Super Bowl tournament at Full Blast Arcade in North Ridgeville. Now, last year, you guys coincided this with an NBA Jam session as well. Is that going on again this year?
Yeah, so we're talking, the short answer is yes. You know, we're talking big plans for this year. We're actually probably going to move the total event even back a little bit further to allow for more planning, kind of making it a whole weekend. So we did Tecmo Super Bowl on Saturday. We did NBA Jam on Sunday last year. And we might even expand to 3 days this year. So we had a good turnout for both tournaments, but we're even talking about going bigger this year. We'll see what happens.
See, Douglas and I actually thought about going to that last year, but I had my bachelor party on that same weekend, so we couldn't end up making it out there because of that. We had a good excuse. We had every intent to come out to the tournament last year, but there were some plans made well in advance. And see, I thought that was fascinating last year. You guys combined two of those classic games. Now, you mentioned this is Tecmo Bowl for the Nintendo. Now, is this the Tecmo that has just a few games, or is this the Tecmo Super Bowl that had all the teams?
This is Tecmo Super Bowl. Yeah, so this is Super Bowl. I think it came out in 91 or 92, so it's got all the teams, you know, all the rosters we, again, grew up with probably as kids, had the fully licensed teams, first game to have licensed players. So, yeah, it's got a lot more, I mean, in terms of the running and passing plays and just the overall mechanics of the game are, yeah, I think, a lot more advanced for the time. You'd laugh about it. Obviously, we laugh about it today, but it was pretty incredible at the time.
Well, yeah, I think that was the first game, too, to institute injuries and things like that. You could play an entire season, and you really had to dig in deep into your bench if you lost one of your star players, too. I thought it was phenomenal the way they laid that out and how detailed it was also. And it's such an interesting game. And Matt and I were talking in the opening segment of the show discussing how advanced some of these games have become, and just kind of wanted to get your opinion on this as well. But, you know, a lot of people have played over and over and over again this coming Sunday, Super Bowl 53. They have pitted the Patriots against the Rams and tried to come up with their own conclusion as to how the AI in these games can determine the winner or accurately predict the winner on Sunday. Have you seen some of this stuff, how they've done this in Madden? They've actually tried to match up the AI for both teams and come to a conclusion as to what the result of this Madden game just might mean for Sunday?
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know if you guys know, but they actually did it with Tecmo as well. So they have a bunch of guys that actually update the rosters for Tecmo Super Bowl this year, and they actually simulated it in Tecmo Super Bowl. And for the life of me right now, I can't remember. I'll keep you in suspense. Maybe that's the way I'll spin it. But if you go on Google and search for Tecmo Super Bowl, you know, for Super Bowl right now, yeah, you can see probably what the results are. I watched a little bit of it. It's just incredible. But a lot of these guys still update the code. They update the teams and do all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, that's just passion, right? I mean, that's so cool if people are doing that.
That's absolutely passion. That's about as passionate as getting the old tube TVs to make sure you got enough tubes to play on for these big tournaments, man. That's definitely good stuff. Now, you guys played these tournaments with the old rosters in the early 90s, correct? You don't have somebody coming in there punching in codes to have the updated rosters, do you?
No, yeah, we use all the original games, all the original code, all original rosters, yeah.
So what's the age range of that? I mean, do you guys have younger kids coming and playing in these tournaments? Because that's a system they're not necessarily familiar with, and if you're using the old rosters, may not be the personalities that they're used to. Do you have some of the younger crowd, or is it mostly guys that are a little bit older, maybe 35 to 50 range?
Yeah, I think mostly older, but I could tell you a real short, quick, embarrassing story. So there's a Tecmo Super Bowl tournament. They're all over the U.S., really. We're one of the largest, but there's one in Detroit, and I went to that one last year. And I was in a matchup with a younger guy. By younger guy, I mean, he's probably in his 20s, right? So I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm going to school this guy. He has no idea what's going on, right? And because, I mean, I grew up with this thing. I've been doing it for so long. And I just got absolutely crushed. So there are some guys that, you know, like myself, have grown up playing this game or have kids. There are even younger kids there, probably, you know, 12, 13, 14, that are actually pretty decent because their dads, like us, grew up playing this, and they're sitting around the house. They've got a Nintendo. They've got a Tecmo Super Bowl cartridge lying around. And what else do they do on weekends, right? It's easier than picking up Madden. It's fun. You can relive your dreams as a kid a little bit and also pass it on to your son or daughter. But, yeah, I mean, mostly it's people probably our age getting up there, reminiscing, talking about the teams, doing color commentary. But there are actually some people kind of coming up on it as well.
Wow. Okay, see, that's a nice little dose of humility, right? You're kind of telling on yourself about how you lost to a kid in his early 20s or mid-20s that you didn't really think was used to playing.
I can tell you, honestly, like, I sat down and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this kid has no idea what he's about to get into. And I was floored. I actually remember that game. I think I threw four interceptions that game. And I just had my head in my hands. I was very, very embarrassed.
So I've got to ask you this because, again, things have changed drastically since this game came out about a quarter of a century ago. Do you notice, are there any patterns, any trends in this, in that are there some teams that are used a lot more frequently than some others? I would imagine that, you know, maybe some of the Browns teams from back then that weren't too bad get used a lot because we are, of course, right in the heart of Brownstown. But do you see a trend? Are there some teams other than the Browns that get used quite frequently?
Yeah, 100%. There are matchups out there. So, again, if you can just Google, like, Tecmo Super Bowl matchups, you know, guys have built things. A lot of guys go to, like, if you go to tecmobowl.org, they have so much out there. So they tell you who are the tier one teams, tier two, and all the way down to tier five. That way you can do matchups that are basically, you know, if you want a challenge, they're a little lopsided, or if you're, you know, peer-to-peer are pretty even, you know, you got a pretty tight matchup in terms of lineup and total stats. I mean, again, it was the first game to do that. But, yeah, all these matchups are published and out there, and these guys have spent years doing this. Like you said, it's been out there for a quarter century, so a lot of people have had a lot of time to look at the data and analytics behind, yeah, Tecmo.
See, analytics affects us in all walks of life. It even affects video games that we played over 25 years ago. Wild how that works. Who would have thought, man, back in the early 90s that we'd be talking about analytics and how they advance things to help you try and win a video game that's been around for, what, 26 years? It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insane. Honestly, like at our tournament, we publish and have out there. We print them off, and I have it on a projector on the main stage showing the tier matchups. Because, again, you get people of all different kinds, you know, people that just hear about the tournament and what's going on. And you want to make sure everyone has fun, too. So you don't want to make sure someone's calling a totally lopsided matchup and just getting, you know, the stock kicked out of them. So we want to make sure that they have fun, they're having a good time, they know the matchups, and again, it's just for fun. So
absolutely. Well, we'll keep that contest line open for anybody that wants to donate an old tube TV. We'll tell them to head on out to the Full Blast Arcade in North Ridgeville tonight. Only a few more hours.
I'll give them a heads up for you.
All right, yeah, let us know if anybody comes out there. Just a few more hours to get out there. Again, it's the Tecmo Super Bowl tournament at Full Blast Arcade in North Ridgeville tonight. Stop on down there and put your Tecmo Super Bowl regular Nintendo, right? No Super Nintendo.
Regular Nintendo.
But Super Tecmo Bowl skills to the test a little bit later on tonight. Tom, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us here and telling us about tonight's tournament, and we will definitely have you guys on again as we get closer to the big tournament later on in the summer.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you again. Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Cleveland joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. See, that would be awesome, man. That would be a lot of fun to go to something like that on a night like tonight.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Friday night, a lot of people don't have a lot going on Saturday morning, so you can go enjoy yourself. I like the nostalgia aspect of it, not just necessarily playing the game, but also taking a look and remembering the rosters of the teams back in those days and about some of the playmakers that they might have had and how the NFL was just a little bit different than it is now. So pretty cool little deal. And again, it's fascinating to see how far video games have come, but also the love we have for the original games out there.
Yeah, they can be a blast. I think that's crazy, that story he told about playing that kid in his early 20s.
Because
that's funny. You think about it, chances are that kid wasn't even around when Tecmo Bowl, when the Super Tecmo Bowl came out back in the early 90s.
Sure, but I'd have to believe that the young kid's dad had some sort of NES emulator or something in the day where he would have picked up the game and learned how to play it. That's impressive, though. Like, I always thought it just kind of was luck when it came to Tecmo Bowl. Obviously, you can set up, but you have a list of like 5, 6, 7, 8 plays that you can choose from. You only hit the A and B buttons, so